So, da sind wir doch schon wieder. Flux FM, heute ein bisschen chaotisch. Am Nachmittag, die Kajukas sind schon da und stimmen ihre Instrumente. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Kalifornien, die wir gerade auch schon hören konnten, im schönen Privatclub. Und jetzt sprechen wir kurz über die neue zweite Platte Dancing at the Blue Lagoon, die diesmal kurzerhand selbst aufgenommen wurde und ohne den guten alten Richard Swift von den Shins. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile einer Band, die aus Zwillingen besteht und finden heraus, ob man wie versprochen täglich an seinen Songwriter-Skills arbeitet. Außerdem bequatschen wir noch viel mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es an dieser Stelle hello and welcome Zach and Matt Uden.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing, boys?
We're awesome. Doing very good, thank you.
Cool, where are you coming from actually today? You play a song?
We played Leipzig.
Oh, wow.
Last night.
Cool, and that was good?
Yeah,
it was chill.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
And it's not too far away from Berlin, so that's,
right, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for you guys.
We've been moving slowly, inching closer and closer. All cool. The way from London.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So the European part of the tour is happening right now.
Right. Well, technically we came from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's where we started.
Yeah, that's where you've actually come from, kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Congratulations on your second LP, Dancing at the Blue Lagoon. It's been put out here in June, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
People always talk about the complicated second album, but in your case, it seems as if making the second album was easier than making the first one, because I it seems as if you guys had a vision for the record, you had a plan, you had the idea to record songs the way they should sound live, so you had the idea of the show in the back of your head more than with the first record. So how important was producing the LP yourself this time, and how important was having that vision for the work on that record?
Yeah, I think it was actually easier this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the first time we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And we weren't really prepared. This time we were prepared, and we had a pretty clear concept what we wanted to do, and we did it.
beautiful story. No, I never read that. Richard Swift, who's a brilliant musician, I mean, one can't deny that.
Uh-huh.
But he was playing some of the instruments, or he was like getting the guitar out of your hands when you were like trying to play certain chords. Like, no, that's the way to do it. Is that true?
How do you know all this?
Yeah, I read that. I read about that in the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a perfectionist, so I think, he likes to do things right, the right way. So
yeah.
If something sounded a little funky, he
I think did. A lot of producers are that way, though, They know what their ear likes, and they're going
to... Yeah, but I mean, nowadays, I mean, the time has come for a producer to relax a little when it comes to letting mistakes happen on a record, because we found out in the years from 2000 to 2005 that a perfectly compressed and quantized record is boring after you've listened to it for two times, right? So So let the mistake happen. What's happened to Richard Swift? What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
You guys are twins, you've known each other forever. Does that lead to a good collaboration when you're working together, or is that something like a misconception of brothers?
I think it's a good collaboration, because you have similar tastes and stuff. But you also were different enough where we both have different writing styles, so, different types of songs can come out from each one of us.
Yeah. And I really think that for the topic of nostalgia that's happening a lot on your records, it's a good thing to have your brother around, because he's basically looking back at the same history than your own history, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess, yeah. I didn't think about that.
You don't have to think about it too much. Let's listen to some music before we listen to a live performance of yours, and then we'll give away some tickets for tonight's show. Hier also die Kajukas nochmal mit Dancing at the Blue Lagoon. Kajukas mit Dancing at the Blue Blue Lagoon, 15 Uhr und 19 Minuten. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus California im Privatclub und zwar in voller Bandbesetzung, habe ich gerade zwischendurch erfahren. Wer da noch genau mit dabei ist, das erfahren wir an dieser Stelle. Und außerdem habe ich noch zwei, drei kleine Fragen an die beiden Udin Brothers, Zach und Ben. Matt Sanderson, Becca Zeller from Rara Riot appear on the records. They've played with you guys. How did you find out that they were the right ones to record with after having recorded with Richard Swift?
Well, we actually have the same manager, and we were looking for musicians, a few musicians to record, and they were available, so we thought they would be great.
Yeah, and you've obviously seen Rara Riot shows, and you've known.
We're friends with Matt
about their energy. And
Matt's been he's just a really good bass player.
Yeah,
he's really really
and
good.
He wanted to do it.
Yeah. And it's a good thing for the guys who take care about the melody and the guitars to find that right rhythm section. The best thing that can happen is that they have played in another band and that they're like this well-oiled machine, right?
But we had to kind of dumb it down for him a little bit. So we did we had basic bass parts written.
Yeah.
And we said, just kind of do your thing, but stick to the basic. The basic thingy, because he can get pretty mathy.
So you had to stop him sometimes, too many notes,
chill out,
too intelligent, dumb it down, baby.
Yeah, because he could get it could get a little mathy or too notey, you know.
Yeah.
Just because that's his style.
Yeah. I've read that you guys want to write music nonstop from now on, just to get better at the craft of songwriting. Is that something that you're really doing? Are you working on new material every day, or was that just a
ballsy
plan?
It's true. I think, I think we're always writing, but not like a song a day or something.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like a guitar riff. We'll just noodle on a guitar riff. But try to make it a habit to do some form every day or every other day.
Yeah. I think it's the best way to avoid a writer's block, because if you constantly write and write and write and write and write, you can't even stop anymore, I think.
Yeah.
But if you're out of the writing process for a few weeks and then you've smoked another jazz cigar or something, you'd be like, oh, I don't know how to do it anymore. How's songwriting go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I think it's a really good idea to just constantly write and write and write and write. So who's going to be with you? It's obviously not going to be Matt and Becca there with Rara Riot. Who did you bring to play the show with you tonight?
We've got two of our buddies, Kenny, who plays drums with Rara Riot, is playing with us.
Okay.
And then Kellen, a friend of ours, who is playing bass.
Okay.
He's been touring with us for a little while.
Okay. So he's been dumbed down already, or?
Yeah.
Cool. Now you want to play a little live version of one of your songs? That would be so great.
Well, we were thinking, since you just played Blue Lagoon, we could do the theme song, which is the last song on the album.
Yeah. And
it's part two of the song.
That's a good idea. Just let me start the recording process here, so we'll keep that Version of yours. Hier sind die Cayucas also nochmal mit der Blue Lagoon Variante von ihrer Platte mit dem schönen Titel Dancing at the Blue Lagoon. Die Cayucas live auf Flux FM. Applaus for the King Lucas auf Lux FM. Oh. Thank you guys for that beautiful performance.
I love that song.
I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Best of luck for your next recording sessions. And as soon as if you got some new material, you visit us again.
Absolutely.
Or as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you come here again.
We'll be back.
And yeah.
As long as you guys will have us.
Yes, we will have you. There's no problem. Thank you for visiting. Have great fun at tonight's show. Und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, heute Abend im Privatclub, der kann mich jetzt ganz schnell anrufen, denn wir haben Freitickets, die wir verlosen dürfen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der hat Tickets gewonnen für die Kajukas Show heute Abend im Privatclub. Da werden nicht nur die beiden Newton Brothers auftreten, sondern die komplette Band ist mit am Start. Viel Spaß. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Thank you, Brothers. Bye, bye.
Thank you.